This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs shares one of our heroes of the Holocaust stories about a righteous soccer star.
Tadeusz Bettner's family was known for owning one of Poland's largest publishing houses, founded in 1857 by his grandfather. As a 14-year-old, Tadeusz began playing for the unofficial Warsaw soccer club, Polonia, and shortly thereafter became its captain. Tadeusz, not yet 18, was soon elected its president. He played 137 games for the team, and unlike other sports clubs in Poland, the team allowed Jews and other minorities to take part. Tadeusz's sporting career ended in 1925, and he began working in his family's bookselling and publishing business, Gebetner and Wolf, looking after the company's many bookshops in Poland and abroad. When Germany attacked Poland in 1939, Tadeusz joined the Polish army to defend his homeland. But after its defeat, he suffered in a Nazi prison camp in Lithuania. He didn't stay a prisoner for long, however, escaping the camp and making his way to Vilna, where he hid in one of his family's bookstores. There, he began to rescue Polish Jews from Nazi persecution. In 1942, he met a woman named Ludwika Abrahamer and her 12-year-old daughter, Alina. The two had survived the Skawina massacre and were wandering around Warsaw, homeless and destitute. They sought help from an old friend who worked for the publishing business, and he directed them to Tadeusz. I'll share more of this story next time on Heroes of the Holocaust.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. Join us in following Yael Eckstein's teachings with our Holy Land Moments daily devotions. To sign up, visit holylandmoments.ca. That's holylandmoments.ca.